Welcome everyone to All In Healing, Health, Harmony, and Happiness on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Kimberly Carlson. During this show, you will begin your journey to total healing. My true passion is to help people to heal from physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional patterns of trauma and other negative energies. These elements arise and manifest as disease, pain, and discomfort in the body. The one true pathway to health, happiness, and harmony comes from really diving deep into the root cause of every issue and rising up to higher vibrations that will bring you abundance, freedom, and the unconditional self-love, which is who you really are. Are you all in? I know you are. So let's get started. All In Healing with Health, Harmony, and Happiness begins now.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about today. I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm here with the most amazing host of All In Healing, Kimberly Carlson. And, you know, today is one of those days that we take on something that probably, I don't know if you're going to pick this up from the headlines or not, but one of the things you should know about Kimberly is what All In Healing is about. First of all, happy Monday to all of you. Happy Monday, Benny.
Hi, Pat. Back at you.
Back at you.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those days where we get to reflect, and we're going to talk about this today in that way, because part of this journey to healing, and one of the most misunderstood or misrepresented areas of healing, is that energetic emotional body. You know, that thing inside of us, but also what we emanate, you know, how it comes off of us. You know, some people call it a field. You can call it a lot of things. There are a lot of names for, you know, people behaving badly, but there's also a lot of names for people behaving extraordinarily well. What's underneath all of that behavior conversation, is what the motivators are, what the things are that happen underneath us. Now, if you've ever thought about this before, you know, the question really is, you ever been out someplace and been around a group of people? And I mean, this has actually happened to me, been around a group of people, and the next thing you know, you start scratching your neck or your arm or something. Have you ever been in conversations where the reaction that you're having is not logical and it's not linear? Have you ever been ... in places where you have had simply a reaction? So think about it, because we're taking this on today on All In Healing. Are you allergic? Are you allergic to the people in your life? Are you allergic to the people on the news? Are you allergic ... Kimberly, I've had a few of those days. Have you?
Oh, yes. I have had many of these days. I grew up with days like this. I only just didn't understand why or what it meant. Or, you know, I just thought, you know, for me, yes. So we can take on symptoms that, you know, energetically we're picking up from the people we're connecting with, like what you're talking about. You're all of a sudden, you know, you're having a conversation, you start to itch, or you get a sore throat, or swollen, your glands start to swell, you start to get brain fog, and you start to have conversations with the people you're around. It turns out they have those symptoms as well, right? So there's a lot of different ways and reasons that we pick these, you know, pick stuff up from the people that we're around. But for me growing up, I noticed that I could be around groups of people or some specific people that I began to really kind of pay attention to, and I would feel exhausted. Yeah. And I would yawn and yawn. And I'm like, I'm not even tired. I was just a kid. I can remember this from being a really young child. One of the places this happened to me the most was in a church experience. So you're with the church community that I was raised in. And so,
No kidding, right?
Yeah, and I just wanted to sleep. You know, part of that was because I'm a healer. I didn't know that then.
Right.
So I was really taking on everybody's stuff and trying to process their emotions and you know, their energetic garbage, basically. So that's also, you know, part can be a part of that picture too, and how we feel around other people. If you're really sensitive, intuitive, if you're here to do healing work, you know, you might experience that even more. And if you are here with those types of purposes and pathways, then you can probably really relate to or resonate to the what when I say we can be and are allergic to people. And it can be the people we even love the most. So, you know, maybe it's easy to think about being allergic to your ex-husband or, you know, or a childhood teacher that you had a lot of trouble with or was mean to you, or a bully on the playground, or, you know, a coworker that is always fighting, you know, with you over position or competition or whatever, you know,
like
that can
be
easy. Yeah, like, a mean boss.
All of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I got like a mean boss. But you don't really know what that means. What does mean?
Or allergic to maybe you grew up in an abusive home situation, abusive parents. But, you know, so that can be an easy probably to understand or go, oh yeah, I can see I could be allergic to that person, you know. But we can be allergic to our own children who we love so dearly. We can be allergic to the parent that we had an amazing relationship with. We can be allergic to our mate, our partner, boyfriend, girlfriend, who we actually have a very healthy or, you know, very loving relationship with as well.
Ouch.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, I'll tell you.
I mean, I think we talk about, let's talk about this because you're going to break this down for us today.
Yeah.
You know, usually when we talk about allergies, let's just break down what that means for folks that are just tuning in. You know, I know when I think about allergies, I have a wide range of them. I don't have as many as I used to, right? I'm not sure where they went, but I used to have a really wide range.
Yeah.
And I mean, honestly, I was the queen of sinus infections. That's how bad they were.
Yeah, that was me as well.
So. You too?
Oh, yes. Right? I really relate.
But, you know, now that you're talking about this, you know, we think about, well, wait a minute, I'm allergic to ... oregano. But is it really that? You know, is it bigger than that? Meaning, how does being allergic to people via emotions, I bet that's got to be extremely difficult to depict.
Yes. Well, so allergies, just really, really breaking it down in a very simple form here, so we don't spend too much time on that, because you can go back to episode one here, my first interview with you, and really get the whys and hows and what, you know, about allergies and healing them from an energetic standpoint. But simply put, the brain recognizes an allergy. This is very not mainstream teachings about allergies, but the brain recognizes an allergy to be anything that is creating inflammation in the body, period. Now, inflammation is the physical manifestation of resistance, really simply put. So resistance, we understand resistance. We know what that feels like when we want to hide from something, we want to avoid something, something feels uncomfortable. We're not in harmony with whatever that is, whether it's, you know, whether it's something we feel in the body, as in an allergic reaction that we can really understand that we're having an allergic reaction, whether it's like hay fever symptoms or digestion problems when you have eaten a certain food, like we recognize those things as allergies. But the brain, again, recognizes anything that's creating inflammation in the body as an allergy. And everything has its own unique energetic signature.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, when we have a reaction or a symptom in the body, that is telling us that we are out of alignment with or out of harmony with. Another way to put that is in resistance to, all of those wordings work, a specific energy. And the work I do, I'm like that detector. I'm like a detective for what those things are that are creating certain pain patterns, certain symptoms in the body. And doing that over the past several years, like really getting kind of down and dirty with allergies and these different energies and what creates these and what, you know, how inflammation is formed and all of those things, allergies to emotions, which includes people, are a huge key factor that has to be looked at and has to be worked with healing, with, you know, healing tools to resolve those things, to alleviate some of the pain and disease that we experience in the body. So yeah, it's a fascinating journey. But the, one more thing I'll say about that resistance. So let's just break that down one step further and move on from that. But resistance is literally the low vibrational energies that we're holding in our physical body, our cells, our DNA, and our energy bodies, our chakras, our subtle bodies, and our energetic and magnetic fields, like you were mentioning the field earlier. And those types of energy, I can name a few of the main ones. It's trauma, which we've got to talk about here on this show as well. Programming, belief systems, which we've also got to talk about. Hooks, cords, and attachments are important to talk about, especially when we're going to dive into how we feel about people or how people make us feel. Oaths, vows, and contracts are another type of energy that we hold and carry. And most of the time we are not consciously aware of those. Sometimes we are, but I find those play a really big role in allergies and inflammation in the body.
Yeah.
And that's a big piece for people allergies as well. So you think wedding vows, chastity vows that people have made in situations in other lifetimes. You know, we're a collection of energy that's not just about this lifetime. So
I know, just saying the word commitment for some people, absolutely, you break out into like a sweat.
Right.
And you know, it's interesting. When we come back, I want to talk about this because, you know, there is even if we don't fully express out in the open, there our body reacts to things, right? Yes. So I want to talk with you about how does our body react to things? Because most of the people listening to this, they will absolutely totally relate to this. They will they will be like, oh, wait a minute, that just happened to me 2 days ago. I didn't understand it, but I was standing in a room and the next thing you know, I had a complete hot flash. And so let's talk about those things when we come back. Also, Kimberly, you have miracle healing, which we're going to talk about here today as well. And, you know, part of this conversation today is triggered by the fact that we are in an extraordinary situation. You know, one of my newlywed friends said to me, I never thought in a million years in my life that I would be spending this much time with my partner alive 24/7.
Right.
Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to find out if she's allergic to her partner. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you've ever had a broken heart, You know how painful that can be, and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. This is All In Healing with Kimberly Carlson and me. And this is about health, harmony, and happiness. And today, I think we're talking about all three in a sense. Are you allergic to the people in your life? Are you allergic to them? And I think, Kimberly, you're going to tell us about that. But before we jump into that, you know, we understand the times we're living in. We're talking about it. We were kind of laughing about it a little bit during the break. But this is a time where we've got to dig deep and provide people with tools. And I think Absolutely. That we are going to be in need of these tools for a long time to come, whether you're still sheltering in place or you're back to work. You know, the level of anxiety just because you go back to work is not going to change. But the point is this. There are certain things that you know that can address what we're talking about. Can you tell folks a little bit about that and how they can find out more about you and what you're doing to help folks heal?
Yeah. Well, you can find different ways of working with me on my website, which is KimberlyCarlson.com. That's Kimberly with an I-E instead of a Y. So K-I-M-B-E-R-L-I-E. Carlson, CARLSON.com. Yes. And, you know, I think before we went to break too, you mentioned how, you know, how does our body react to people allergies, right? Like what happens? And I'd really love to speak to that because it's just fascinating to me. Endlessly fascinating. But I can give you a couple of examples that really stand out to me. One is my own story of something that happened. And one is that of a client when it was several years back. And I'll start with her because she came to me and she was really one of my first clients assigned on to work with me for 12 weeks, sort of a 12-week sort of mentorship healing package that she purchased from me. And so we got to work together for 12 weeks. And one of the main things, actually the main thing that got her in front of me and purchasing, you know, that kind of a package with me was that she was dealing with asthma. And it was really, really acute asthma. She didn't deal with it her whole life. It was came in an adult life, adult years. And she's a very active person. So loves to jog, run outside in the summer next to trees, you know, all of that very active lifestyle, outdoor active lifestyle. And so that put a real big damper on her life really quickly. And so she ended up in front of me and we started working together. And asthma, well, any kind of disease or dysfunction going on in the body usually has multiple complex allergies that need to be identified and cleared for that to fully resolve. Depends on the person, depends on the situation, how long that takes and how much is there for them that needs to get cleared up. But it took us about 8 weeks to work through the asthma part. We still had 4 weeks to work on some other things that she wanted to work on, which was great. But the asthma, one of the things that was apparent early on in our sessions was an allergy to her mother. So we had to really work with that and go deep into healing the different energies that she was holding onto in her relationship between her and her mom. And we got her there. And that was several years ago. She's actually an energetic allergy healing practitioner today because of how she healed and stayed well. So that was really amazing. So we had to work on her emotional allergy to her mother. Yeah. For the asthma to clear. So for myself, I was at my parents' house one summer. I didn't grow up having pollen allergies per se either. None of that that I really experienced. No asthma or anything like that either. Didn't really deal with hay fever either. But I'm sitting on my parents' front porch. They've got a beautiful yard, lots of flowering vines and bushes and flowers, everything, really pretty gardens. And we're sitting on the porch, myself, my daughters, and my parents were all playing cards out on the deck. And all of a sudden, I start just tearing up. Not emotional at all. Allergies hit me like that. I just couldn't, like a storm just hit me. My nose was running like a faucet. My eyes were watering. I was sneezing like every 3 seconds and I couldn't stop.
Wow.
It was intense. And turns out, I kind of tuned into the situation and what's going on with myself. And it was interesting. My mom's a very intuitive woman as well. And she actually said, "Oh, you're probably allergic to me." Ha 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 ha. She was actually correct, but it was also interesting. I wasn't just allergic to her. I was allergic to her and my dad. Not so you like your mind would go to all the flowers, all the pollens, all the stuff that's in the air. That wasn't it at all for me, even though that's how I was behaving. Now the symptoms would match that story, a pollen story.
Wow.
Not at all. So I cleared the allergies to my mom and my dad, and I actually had to clear them as my parents together as a whole. So not just mom, not just dad, but my parents. Their energy was overwhelming me. I cleared it up, did allergy healing work for that and went away pretty quickly, and it never happened to me again.
Wow.
So these are the kinds of things that, like what you were saying, you could have, your skin could get really itchy. You could get brain fog all of a sudden. You could get swollen, getting a sore throat. And you're just around people, right? And you don't know what's going on. Well, this could be what's happening for you in that sort of situation.
Yeah. And what we're talking about, some of it can be really super subtle.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that for a minute. For example, you don't think very much if all of a sudden your nose just starts running very lightly.
Right.
Right. Not sneezing, not the eyes watering. Right. But just something like that. Right. The first thing we do is we say, it's the pollen.
Yeah.
The pollen. But what I hear you saying is that somewhere in our cell body, somewhere in our makeup of who we are, there could be something inside us that these people energetically trigger or tap into.
Absolutely. Yes. And that is something that I have learned over the years as I've healed my louder physical issues, the ones that you just can't ignore and the ones that make you feel miserable. You begin to notice those more subtle ways that your body's talking to you, right? Our body's always telling us a story. It's always talking to us. So when we learn to pay attention to those subtle things, we can, clear things up really quickly with ourselves if we just have the right tools. So it's great to get to that point where we're listening to those subtle messages so our body doesn't have to create larger and louder symptoms to get our attention. But yes, those subtle things could be anything, an itchy nose, itchy eyes. It could be a pain.
Yeah.
A nerve type pain. It could be a muscle that goes into a spasm in your back. Who knows? That's not subtle though. That's painful. But it really literally could be anything.
So. Yeah. I mean, couldn't it be things too? And one of the things that I've noticed, and I'm not going to mention any names, But I have a friend, and out of the blue, her knee will totally start to be like, oh, my knee is acting up. Have you ever heard that?
Oh, yeah.
Like, out of like, oh, I don't know what it is. My knee is acting up.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. But isn't part of the difficulty for us in trying to make this diagnosis ourselves? Because when you're sitting here and we're going over some of these symptoms and signs and the way they show up, right? Mm-hmm. Most women like over 40, if they start to break out in a sweat, they right away go to, oh, I know what that is. That's a hot flash. But it may or may not, or it may be something that happens as a result of that emotional trigger, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And it's always interesting to me what we accept for ourselves and accept it as normal, right? So, oh, I'm having hot flashes. Oh, well, that's, you know, I'm probably heading into menopause and that's normal,
right?
And I'm just going to have to suffer through it, right? Or I have this pain or that pain, whatever it is, from sciatica to, you know, skin diseases and disorders, anything really. We tend to, anything that we're told there's no cure for, right? You're just going to have to live with it or use this or try that to manage it.
Right.
All of those things, we've been told they're not curable. So then we just go to, okay, well, this is my lot in life and I'm going to have to live with this. And it becomes our new normal. And we almost don't even realize that it's, you know, that we're living this way and that there's something we can do about it, that we can change it, that we do have tools, right? They're just not something you're going to find at the medical doctor office, but.
Yeah. And, you know, let's do this. Can you let folks know how they can find out more about you? And then when we come back, we're going to talk about, okay, I'm allergic to you. Now what? So please give out your website real quick. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the now what.
Okay, perfect. My website is my name. So it's KimberlyCarlson.com. And it's Kimberly with an I-E instead of a Y.
Okay, let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back. And by the way, if you want to give us a shout, you got somebody perhaps you think you might be allergic to and want to get some help, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Raising the vibrations through stimulating conversations while exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria on Tales from the Merworld Radio with me, Amira Beth. Join us every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be ready to feel empowered and an active part of the changing earth. For more information about me, visit AmiraBeth.com.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune into A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Have you ever wondered what your pets think about? Do you know what your pets are saying to you? Dr. Monica will be your pet's translator to help you understand what your pets are trying to communicate to you. Enhance the bond with your furry friends on Pets Talk with pet communicator Dr. Monica each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Dr. Monica, visit PetCommunicator.com.
Living a richly abundant life? Sound too good to be true? listen in to Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Embrace a vibrant future of breaking free financially and creating a richly abundant life filled with prosperity and growth. To learn more about Julie Steelman and Richly Abundant Women, visit www.juliesteelman.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Kimberly Carlson. Kimberly, one more time. Let's have folks know how they can work with you directly, if you don't mind.
Sure. Yeah, you can find me on my website, KimberlyCarlson.com. So KimberlyCarlson.com.
Now look, the reason that this is even more important now than it's ever been is I was sharing a story during one of the breaks with you about a friend of mine. Well, actually, my friend's grandchildren, right? And young couple, married, and they, first of all, both of them work full time. They're both active physically. Like he plays softball, and I mean, there's just a ton of things they're always doing, right? Never really home except for short spurts in time. Maybe on the weekend they go hiking together, but their entire lives changed. You know, the good news is they're both working from home. The not so great news is they're in a really small apartment, both of them working from home, and it's just a shift.
Right.
And I think what's happening is what you're describing, mm-hmm. right, today. And so here's an example of it. And I was talking to one of them the other day, and here's an example. You know, all of a sudden, just constant stomach aches.
Right.
Just like my stomach, like, of course, if your stomach hurts that bad, you got to get it checked. But it all of a sudden crept up because these two people are in a very small apartment.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. 24/7 now. And we don't know what the impact of some of what's going on now is actually having in the households, do we?
Yeah. Say that last part again. Sorry.
We don't know what the impact is of all of us sheltering at home.
Yeah.
With the kids, the grandkids, the three dogs, the cat, the working, all of that.
Well, here's the thing. We attract our mates, just looking at the sort of love, romantic love partnerships.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still paying for that.
Right. Well, we attract our mates, our spouses, our lovers, boyfriends, girlfriends, partners. We attract them with our mirrored sort of programming, right? We have that attraction point, that point of attraction by shared programming and shared and other energies as well, right? But we there's a mirror match that creates that magnetic draw between two people. And there's good things in there and there's bad things in there. And I don't really like to use the word good and bad. So let's just go with there's things that feel really amazing in there that make you, you know, have, you know, the chemistry, you know, whatever that draw to that person that feels good. But then there's also the stuff that you're coming together to heal. Those are the challenging points. So when here we are, we're in quarantine, we're in lockdown, isolation, and those parts, those challenging parts, those parts that we trigger in each other in our relationships that needs to be healed, are in our faces, right? They're loud right now because we can't get away from it. Right? You don't get to go to the gym. You don't get to go, you know, you don't get to go spend your 8 hours at the office or whatever you normally do. You are in that space with that person and you've got to face your triggers. So And again, your triggers are just your wounds, right? Your places that need to be healed. So, or that are calling to be healed. They're like, heal me, release this now, right? So, so this is what's happening all over the world right now, is we can look at this as a beautiful gift, especially, you know, if we're willing to look, if we're willing to do the work, if we're willing to dive into our own healing work, what a gorgeous opportunity we have right now, because we are faced with these parts and places within ourselves that we can't really escape from right now. And we can look at that as like, oh, you know, or we can look at that as like, oh, what, let me work on this. Let's heal this. Let's release this stuff. And we all have this opportunity, and it's worldwide right now. What an incredible gift, really. So,
but you know, one of the things you said, and let's dive a bit deeper into this.
Okay.
Because one of the things that I think we should really point out is, and I said this the other day on a show with Dr. Dane here. And what I said was, we as a network are getting ready to do more to let the world know more about all of you. And as part of that, the reason for it is, long after we are no longer sheltering in place, long after that, there are going to be some woundings that people are going to need help with.
Oh, yes.
There's going to be the trauma of what's going on. There's going to be the healing that's necessary for people, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, the stories that I'm hearing, and some of my colleagues, some of the research articles they're writing, some of the people that I know in the recovery community, you know, the isolation, it's just through the roof. And all of this, I think our greatest mistake is, and I know it's been my greatest mistake, is thinking I've got this. I've got this. And when it comes to this kind of emotional reaction, or the allergies we have to others, whether it be our boss, whether it be our teammate, whether it be our family member, whether it be your neighbor, those emotional reactions, allergic emotional reactions, mm-hmm. those are coming from some level of wounding. And you know, some of them are deeper than others, but I have never been able to get out of that box myself. And I think that's the most important thing for us to talk about, is it is hard enough getting through the day. I think folks need to think about, what am I going to do to heal?
Yeah. Yes. And I think that what you guys are doing here is absolutely fantastic. And you are absolutely right. The world is going to need, you know, the healers, the coaches, the light workers, like never before, now and coming through, coming after this sort of catastrophic event. This has affected people tragically in many, many ways. It's touched us all in one way or another.
Yeah.
But there's families dealing with loss of loved ones, loss of businesses, of homes, you know, the ability to support their families. There's a lot going on right now. For so many. So that support's going to be really necessary in a bigger way on the planet.
But isn't that why you're out here talking about this today?
Definitely.
Because one of the things we have to keep in the forefront of who we are and what we do is the notion that we don't have to do this alone. You know, it's like you and I were talking about, cleaning up, right? Cleaning up the workspace or cleaning up the apartment that you're moving out to, that cleanup stuff, right? Yeah. And I use that as a metaphor because I have to tell you this, I'm really good at cleaning. I can clean, but mm-hmm. I'll tell you, it's always been better with getting others to help. And this is a different kind of cleanup, but it's still a cleanup.
You know, it's definitely cleanup. There is no doubt about it. We're clean. You know, we tend to, you know, do a lot of things that are for us on a lot of different levels, but many people don't think about the cleanup on the spiritual level, right? But that is just as important, if not the most important sort of aspect or part of our being as our spiritual makeup. So we definitely need to do that spiritual cleanup work, which is what, when we're working with energy and we're healing, that's what we're doing. You know, when we have tools and we use our tools to clean out trauma, to clean out programming that's keeping us limited and stuck and in suffering, when we clean out the different types of energetics that create suffering in our body and in our life, that's what we're doing. We're massive cleanup work. So yeah, I've always been a good cleaner too. So I guess that translates onto all the areas. So that's pretty fun. But yeah, and I'm also looking at the time. I want to make sure that I deliver this healing that I want to do today, because I want to bring forward a group of really powerful healing tools that I developed with my best friend, Alicia Hartzell, who's also just an amazing healer and creator of Sacred Soul Alignment Modality. And to really give you guys a tool and go deep to clean up relationships. So
mm-hmm. Let's do that now, if we could.
Perfect. So I'm gonna do two different healings here. One of them is definitely, they really all are part of my modality, energetic allergy healing, all of these tools. One of them is specifically an allergy healing, which naturally when we do that for anything, any energy, including a person, resolves and dissolves the energetics that are creating dysfunction within that energetic resonance. So bringing in harmony, restoring harmony, removing resistance. So doing this for people is actually really, really powerful as well. So I'm going to do that. But then I'm also going to bring forward a sort of, I call it a cocktail of attunements. It's a blend of attunements. One is called the Sacred Light Relationship Healing Attunement. One is the Sacred Light Purification Attunement. I don't have time here with you guys today to go into all of the details of what all they're clearing, because they are complex and in depth. They're very deep, deep healing tools. And I'm going to use the some activations that came through to really partner with my work as well. One is called Reclaiming My Heart, perfect for resolving and dissolving, going deep on hooks, cords, and attachments and traumas that we're holding from this life experience, but also all of these tools work multidimensionally. So we're working with past life, we're working with, you know, healing these energies through all life experiences and other realities, dimensions, lifetimes, and in all parts and aspects of our being. So really working multidimensional. And so Reclaiming My Heart, Reclaiming My Soul, they work similar. And I wish I had time to really tell you all the details because they're just awesome. Reclaiming My Mental Body or My Mind, Reclaiming My Sacred Vessel or Body. And since we're working with relationships and this is such an intense time for people with relationships, I'm going to bring in Reclaiming My Sexual Organs. Okay. So that really works on clearing out energies that we're holding within those, within our sexuality, within our sexual organs, men and women alike, that we've held in our bodies from current relationships and from past relationships. So what I would like all of you who are tuning in to do is when I say everyone's allergic to someone, allergic to a person, I want you to think like just the first person that pops into your mind. I want you to hold that person in your mind while I'm running this healing attunements. And it will run for you with that person, okay? So it's quick. You get that first intuitive hit that you get, that first face that pops into your mind, you know who it is. And I invite you to just to work with one person right now, especially if there's a lot of conflict and struggle within that relationship. Sometimes you can hold two or three people within these attunements and it will clear for all. But if you know that's a really challenging relationship, I invite you to just hold the one person in your mind while we do this work. So I normally like to get people really grounded and connected to their higher guidance and in their heart space. Don't have a lot of time to do that here today. So I'm just going to invite you just to quickly just drop down into your heart. Just really bring your awareness, your focus, your attention into your heart. Feeling into the depths of your own heart. You can close your eyes if that feels good, like I am here. You can place a hand on your heart to help you keep your focus and awareness there. And I just invite you to slow and deepen your breath. Working with your breath and your heart will start to get you pulled into your body and help you to start getting grounded. So just breathing a longer, slower breath, a 5-second inhale and a 5-second exhale is a really good rule of thumb. And breathing as if you're breathing in and out of your heart. Really working with your breath and your heart here. And I invite you just to breathe like that as I run the healing and just hold that person that comes to your mind. I'm going to start with those, what I call my deep relationship healing sort of cocktail or blend of attunements. And I'm going to finish with the allergy healing. So holding that person in your mind and you're just breathing, focusing on your heart. Good. Good. Send divine love and light, run a sacred light relationship healing attunement, a sacred light purification attunement, a sacred light oath, vow, and contract attunement, reclaiming my heart attunement, reclaiming my mental body attunement, reclaiming my sacred vessel attunement, reclaiming my soul attunement, and reclaiming my sexual organs attunement. This is a large healing. Okay, running all of those for all listening now with the person they're holding in their mind. Okay, in divine love and light, creator, change it. Okay, I've learned to transfer healing through the breath, using the breath, so that's what that's about. Good. Just kind of witnessing this energy as it is running. I'm just allowing all that's coming through for you to release, just feeling if you're really sensitive, you might be are very visual. You may notice hooks, cords, and attachments that are being dissolved and resolved right now, are being released from you, from your fields, your chakras, or your physical body. You may just see color or feel energy in your body. Whatever your experience is, just know it's just perfect for you. And that all is releasing, that is coming to be released for you today. Okay, and I'm just going to allow that to continue to run. There's a lot going on there, a lot of energy running. So that's going to be processing for a bit. And I'm going to go ahead and bring in the allergy healing now. And I'm going to do a broad healing for people. And you'll see what I mean as I do it. So I'm going to do that now. So in divine love and light, run an energetic allergy healing for. I'm going to start with the self, you, yourself, and all parts and aspects of you. Think autoimmune, body's attacking itself. Yes, we can be very allergic to our own selves. Okay, so yourself, you yourself. I'm going to bring God in here too. So God and all parts and aspects of God. These are common things that come up as I work with clients. Okay, and for your mother, your father, your children. Just hold them in your mind as this is running. Your parents as a whole, for family as a whole, your aunts, your uncles, your grandparents, or other caretakers that have raised you. Just hold them in your mind. For your spouse, your husband, your wife, your partner, your business partner, boss, co-workers, boyfriend, girlfriend, kind of going deeper into that, a lover, ex-wife, ex-husband, ex-lover, your exes. Let's include our government leaders, governors of our states, president, all the White House, our world leaders. So we can go global here, all world leaders and governments. We have a lot on our minds right now and a lot of things that are triggering us in a lot of ways on the planet right now. Okay, and let's bring in people in general. A lot of us are actually just allergic to people. So people, the human race, all people. Some of us are allergic to women as a whole, as an energy. Some people are allergic to men as a whole, as an energy. So let's bring in men, like the group of men, women. Let's bring in the divine feminine and divine masculine here. And I'm going to bring in what I call my spiritual kit, which I won't go into too much here, but it has a lot of really important energies in there, clearing allergies to our own chakra bodies, our subtle bodies, our reality here, some of the dimensions here. Good. Good. Okay. So let's wrap that up then. So in divine love and light, heal all of those allergies for all listening now and later. Creator, change it. Good. And now it's important to really anchor in healing that we receive. I've learned how important that is even more and more as I continue to work as a healer. So let's anchor all the energies, anchoring everything that you've just received, all those energetics, all of the energies, anchoring all of that in now to your heart, your brain, your cells, anchoring it all down into your earth star chakra, about a foot below your feet, anchoring it into the heart of Gaia, our beautiful fifth dimensional earth, and into all 12 dimensions now. Okay, for all listening now and later. Good, just kind of supporting those who need that. And they need a little help here with that anchoring process, helping you with that now. Okay, good. Excellent. And that's it.
Kimberly Carlson, everybody. Kimberly, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Wow, that's powerful. Please let folks know how they can find out more about you and how they can work with you directly.
Okay, great. Yeah, you can visit me at my website. You can email me from my website as well. There's also some free allergy healings for you to experience if you want that are free, so you can experience more of my work. There's an allergy healing on my website for grains and dairy, and there's an allergy healing for yeasts and sugars. Those of you out there with big sugar cravings or yeast issues, and all of those work well together too. So KimberlyCarlson.com, Kimberly with an IE instead of a Y.
Wow. Kimberly, everybody, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you so much for today. That was awesome.
You're welcome. Wonderful to be here as always. And I just want to say really quickly, this is a tool that I know it's maybe kind of a hassle to grab that from this show, like, you know, coming back to the replay and grabbing that segment.
Yeah.
But to repeat this, I have some clients, I suggest that they use it daily and just clear whoever comes up into their mind, mm-hmm. and go deep on their healing. It's so beneficial.
Thank you for listening. You have been peeling back the layers and stepping into ease, abundance, and wholeness with All In Healing, Health, Happiness, and Harmony on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Kimberly Carlson. And I will be back with more life-changing healings and insights. Join us next time as All in Healing sets the world free from pain, struggle, and disease, one listener at a time. And remember, your journey is unique, but the path to true joy and freedom is the same for every one of us. Heal with us, layer by loving layer, as we move together toward health, happiness, and harmony. To learn more about me and All in Healing, please visit KimberlyCarlson.com. See you next time.